to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Report. I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Thank you for letting me in your living room tonight. It has been a crazy day in the world of sports. We got a lot we want to get to tonight. Happy belated Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Going to be going over some of the best father-son duos in the world of sports, past, present. Some guys you probably know, maybe a few you don't. Ken Norton Sr. and Jr. Oh boy, Dell and Steph Curry. So there's a lot we can go over tonight. You guys can join us. First off, hit us up, rantemradio.com. Hit chat, listen live button on the website. Get into the chat room. I am logged in right now. Currently, it's just me in the chat room, but I am here ready to see whatever questions or statements you may have. The second way you can be part of the show, hit us up, 706-993-4606 is that number to hit us up. Anything you want to talk about, feel free. Tom Brady saying retirement may be closer than you think. Where's LeBron going to end up? Where's Kawhi going to end up? Maybe the two end up together with the Lakers? I don't know. But that will be interesting. That will be interesting to see what happens. You guys can get in 706-993-4606. That number again, 706-993-4606. Got Captain Underpants in the chat. Jiving on Rage. What is this with you in Rage, man? I don't get it. I don't understand it. What is this with you in Rage? Maybe one day you'll tell me. Now, if I'm going to ask you now in the chat, Underpants, give me a second, you guys. With you. Rage. Because I really want to know. What is going on with you in Rage? What, is there hate there? Are you just pulling this? Are you just pulling his chain? I mean, I don't understand what you're doing. Let me know in the chat, Underpants. This hit you up. Got one anonymous user in the world. Yeah, got one anonymous user. I didn't know Captain Pants was a registered user in the chat room. Okay. Registered user in the chat. You guys can be a part of the show. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Now, there's a name that we don't mention in the NBA as often as of late, and that's Paul George. Are we sure he's still going to leave OKC? Because I haven't heard his name really linked with anybody else the past couple of days or so. The only thing I keep getting is, you know, he's going to be a Laker, he's going to be a Laker because he's from LA, he's going to be a Laker. Fine, well, and good. But with just him and LeBron, I don't know if the Lakers still have enough to knock off the Warriors. Now, if you give the Lakers Bron, Paul George, and you, because the Lakers can already put in for two max deals. They can already get two max deals on in there, so that won't be a problem. But Kawhi, you're going to have to trade for. And who do you trade for Kawhi Leonard? Keep in mind, when you're the team trading a superstar, you always lose back value. You always lose. You're always going to be a loser on that trade. Can you guys see Lonzo in San Antonio? Can you see LeVar in San Antonio? That would be hilarious. That would be hilarious. The kid might be good, but the father would be the issue. The father would straight up be the issue. Also going to dive a little bit into NFL tonight. Where the Atlanta Falcons apparently are upset that Julio Jones is hanging out with Terrell Owens. From one sense of it, I get it. But from the other sense of it, I don't. You can say T.O.'s a marketing. He wasn't a very good teammate. He causes a lot of problems. Hell, Skip Bayless calls him Team Obliterator. But the one thing that you have to respect T.O. for, even more so than Randy Moss, is that he played hard every play. He competed. Did he have some drops? Some drop balls? Sure, any receiver would. But at least T.O. competed. If Philly would have won that Super Bowl game against the Patriots, he would have been MVP. No doubt in my mind. No doubt in my mind whatsoever. You guys want to talk some golf? Tiger Woods this weekend. Failed to cut. Missed the cut. And Stephen A. Smith said maybe about a month or two back that when the pressure isn't on Tiger, he can just be Tiger and do his thing. But when the pressure is on, he's still coming up short. I don't know what went wrong, but do you guys think Tiger has one more major in him? He's not going to get Jack's record. He's not going to do it. But does he have one more major left in him? Hit me up and let me know. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call in. Also going to go over a little bit more basketball. We got the draft coming up in a few days. Who do you guys think will be the number one pick in that NBA draft? I like Ayton, but some people don't. And where's Michael Porter Jr. going to end up? Madden 19. They already have three players with a 99 rating. In Madden 19. Aaron Rodgers, Antonio Brown, and Aaron Donald. So they already have their 99 rating on players. Those three. And from everybody else I saw on the list, which I believe I posted over on the group page on Facebook. Follow us on Facebook. The Sports Report. It should be there. If not, I'll put it up there. I will put it up there. Also, Denny Green will be honored into the team's Ring of Honor September 23rd. Grand honor for him. Great coach. Jay-Z's in the news. Dame President of Puma Basketball. And I have another question for you to ponder and answer, guys. Is player mobility ruining the competitive balance of the NBA? Because, you know, back in the day, you had teams and owners putting themselves together and running for titles. Now players are doing it. Great for the players, but competitive balance is suffering. And if you keep on its current pace, it may get worse before it gets better. You guys can ring in 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Barry Trotz resigns as Capitals head coach after winning the 2018 Stanley Cup, despite having a two-year extension triggered when they won the Cup. Can the Capitals win the Stanley Cup again? Can they go back-to-back? I don't know if they can. That's something that we very rarely talk here on the Sports Report, unless Rage is on with us, is hockey. But if you want to get on that discussion, feel free. Feel free. Also, I want to know, World Cup soccer. Me and my sister got into this today, and World Cup soccer is drawing such attention. Draws a lot of attention. But the question that we always ask, why isn't soccer big here in the States? Why isn't soccer big here in the States? 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call in. Hopefully Doom calls in today. Hopefully we have Gene from Cleveland calling today about Bron. Shaquille O'Neal was saying Bron should be content with his current legacy. Him and Barkley thinks that Bron should leave Cleveland. And I'm not trying to belittle Cleveland, but look at the city. And again, Gene, if I'm misrepresenting something, please feel free to call in and correct me. But if you're Paul George, if you're Kawhi Leonard, would you want to live in Cleveland? I'm just saying. Kawhi's got a good down in San Antonio. He got the Riverwalk down there. Now, I know Paul George don't have anything to do in OKC. So he probably has to go home. He'll probably have to go back to LA just to have something to do. If you guys think I'm wrong, hit me up. 706-993-4606 is that number. Me and Doom got into an argument, and it was asked on Facebook out of a certain group of players. Who was the greatest black quarterback out of that group of players? I believe it was Randall Cunningham, Warren Moon, Michael Vick, Russell Wilson, Cam Newton. I can't remember everybody. Doug Williams on that list too. And Doom picked Warren Moon. And I get to understand that he went through a lot just to get to the NFL. I understand that. I get it. But I picked Russell Wilson. And maybe Doug Williams too, if you listen to my logic. It's one thing to compete for titles. And that's what I tell Brown fans. It's one thing to compete for titles. It's another thing to be a winner. Doug Williams knows what that is. Russell Wilson knows what it is to be a winner. Cam Newton's been there, but he fell short. He's been there, fell short. And Doom got on me saying why I didn't pick Russell Wilson, because winning in the NFL matters. If you take this to the NBA, Bron is 3 of 6, but Bron fans want you to listen to the fact that he got his team there. Look, not saying Bron's not the greatest player in the world. I'm not going to even say that. I'm not going to, because there's no question he's the best player of this era. But folks, at some point you got to win. That's why I look at Michael Jordan as the GOAT. Now, there's some millennials out there who never saw Jordan play, but we'll go with the numbers. And I say to you millennials out there, numbers don't tell the whole story. Robert Ori won 7 titles. 7. And we joke about it all the time. Robert Ori didn't play more than 30 minutes a game. Played less than 30 minutes a game. 7-time champion. Hit some big shots, sure. But numbers don't tell the whole story in sports. The one thing that we need in pro sports is something called competition. And with all these players going to make super teams in the league, we might not have competition. I like what the East is doing overall. You got Boston on the come up. You got Philly on the come up. You got Milwaukee on the come up. Toronto should remain strong. I don't know what the hell is going on with the Wizards. There seems to be some type of chemistry issue there between John Wall and Bradley Beal. But I digress. Let me check something very quickly. I know my... want to get into baseball for a quick second. And... can somebody tell me what is wrong with my New York Mets? Can I get an answer, please, on what's going on with my New York Mets? We won yesterday. Had to come back and win yesterday. We should be better than what we are. A lot better than what we are. Alright, let's go into some of these scores in Major League Baseball very, very quickly. My New York Mets up right now, top of the ninth, 62 over the Rockies. Bottom of the fourth, the Arizona Diamondbacks are beating the Angels 62. That's in the bottom of the fourth. End of the fourth, the Giants are beating the Marlins 4-0. And then these scores are final. The Nationals beat the Yankees 5-3. Played another game. Yankees won, beat the Nationals 4-2. The Phillies beat the Cardinals in 10, 6-5. Pirates over the Brewers 1-0. Indians over the White Sox 6-2. Astros over the Rays 5-4. Rangers over the Royals 6-3, and postponed Dodgers and the Cubs. Dodgers and Cubs postponed by rain and power outages. I don't understand. The Mets are 30-38, 17-17 away. I just don't understand why we're so bad. I know we got some injuries. Yes, we got injuries. Seems to have injuries every year. And despite changing out the training staff, we still have injuries galore. We were doing well during the beginning of the season, but now we've just completely tailed off. And I don't understand why that is. A couple other things I want to go over very, very quickly. We just got done celebrating Father's Day, and again, happy belated Father's Day to all the fathers out there holding it down for your kids. And I'm talking about dudes. I'm not talking about the women out there thinking that, oh, I'm mother and father. This is 2018. A lot more fathers are doing what they need to do for their children. And there are some terrific father and son combos throughout the history of sports. Ken Norton Sr. Jr. Ken Sr., heavyweight boxing champion in the 70s. Ken Jr. won Super Bowl rings with both the Cowboys and 49ers. Then you got Cecil and Prince Fielder, only father and son combo to both hit 50 home runs in a season. Cecil did it in 1990. Prince did it 17 years later. Dell and Steph Curry, Dell Earnhardt Sr. and Jr. Ken Griffey Sr. and Jr. Jr. hit 630 home runs. Senior made 3 All-Star teams and won 2 rings. Archie and Peyton Manning, Lee and Richard Petty, Bobby and Barry Bonds, they hold the father-son record for home runs, stolen bases, and RBIs. Bobby and Brett Hull, Bobby won 2 Hart trophies and 3 Art Russ trophies. Bret won just 1 Hart trophy, but sits 3rd all time in career goals. And then, father daughter, Muhammad and Layla Ali. Now, it's just me, or is Layla Ali kind of hot? They combined for a record of 80-50. Layla went 24-0, 21 of her victories by knockout. Muhammad Ali won the first of 3 titles as a heavyweight champ in 1964, 3 reigns as heavyweight champion. 3 reigns as heavyweight champion. So you know what was going on there. There was greatness going on there. There's a report that came out tonight. CP3 says LeBron James wants to be in LA. I don't know if I'm LeBron James if I'm going to the West. Something just seems off about that. I think there's too many other teams that can give him a better deal per se. I think it's a great opportunity in Boston. I think it's a great opportunity in Philly. And if you're Bron and you're thinking about going to LA, you better bring somebody with you, because what you got currently out there isn't enough. What you have on that team right now is nowhere near enough. Should question of night is player mobility ruin the competitive balance of the NBA? All these players hooking up together, making super teams, is that bad for the league? Hit me up in a few minutes. We got left. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. What's your thoughts on the World Cup? Falcons upset with Julio Jones hanging out with Terrell Owens. And as I said earlier, Terrell Owens may be viewed as a malcontent, but the one thing Terrell Owens did was compete. He came out with a video today running a 4.440 at 44 years old. That's amazing. That is amazing. Alright guys, it doesn't look like we're going to be getting any calls tonight, so I'm going to go ahead and sign off here very, very quickly. But before we sign off, I want to go ahead and go over all the shows on Rant AM Radio. Definitely check them out. Tomorrow night we start with the Shining Wizards at 7, followed by the Rant at 9. Then later on this week, Rant and Wrestling. We'll bring on Fridays at 7, followed by Toebreaker Throwback Shit Friday at 9 p.m. Should be episode 270. Sunday, What Are You Reading Comic Book Show with Surfer. Going to everything in the world of comics, superhero media, movies. And then it'll be this fine show, The Sports Report, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, right here on Rant AM Radio. It'll be episode 56. We go on. So thank you guys for joining me tonight in the chat. I saw I had some folks out in the chat. Do appreciate it. Weird day in sports, but we shall see if things get better tomorrow. Let me go ahead and cue my clothes very quickly and we'll get out of here for tonight. Guys, if nothing else, please follow the show on Facebook. The Sports Report on Facebook. Search by the group. So please follow us along there. Hit us up next week, 706-993-4606. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Thank you for joining me. Take care.